Now I'd like to read a poem about a different kind of baptism. The baptism with earth. I've said, or tried to say, something about the pain that is felt and the love and vision that is felt in realizing that one is part of the universal flow of things. But there's a contrary business. People can separate themselves from this flow, can separate themselves from the soil and the nature of life. They can be too white. They can keep themselves too clean, can become too virginal, too uninvolved. In this poem, there is a person performing a rite of their psyche in which they are affirming that they will no longer remain separate from things as they are. I say it is a baptism of earth. It's a baptism of water and earth. It is a baptism of mud. I've got the poem, the title of the, I call it The Idea of Entropy at Manporth Beach. This is a complex and perhaps finicky title. Entropy, of course, is the word for disorder in physics. Manporth Beach is somewhere in Cornwall. The title echoes Wallace Stevens' poem, The Idea of Order at Key West, in which a woman organizes the world and gives the only meaning to the meaningless sea, the flux of existence, by walking beside it and singing. And this is the only meaning. In my poem, I say that the disorder and the flux has meaning for the people who can take it. And I give it an epigraph from Baudelaire, who knew all about this kind of thing. C'est elle, noire et pourtant lumineuse. It is she, black and shining with it. A boggy wood as full of springs as trees. Slowly she slipped into the muck. It was a white dress, she said, and that was not right. Leathery polished mud that stank as it split. It is a smooth white body, she said, and that is not right. Not quite right. I'll have a smoother, slicker body, and my golden hair will sprinkle rich goodness everywhere. So slowly she backed into the mud. If it were a white dress, she said, with some little black, dressed with a little flaw, a smut, some swart twinge of ancestry, or if it were all black, since I am white. But it's my mistake. So slowly she slunk, all pleated, into the muck. The mud spatters with rich seed and ranging pollens. Black darts up the pleats, black pleats lance along the white ones. And she stopped, swaying, cut in half. Is it right, she sobs, as the fat, juicy, incredibly tart muck rises round her throat and dims the diamond there? It is right. So she stretches her white neck back and takes a deep breath once and a one step back. Some golden strands afloat pull after her. The mud recoils, lies heavy, queasy, swart. But then this soft blubber stirs, and quickly she comes up, dressed like a mound of licorice earth, swiftly ascending in a streaming pat that grows tall, smooths brimming hips, and steps out on flowing pillars, darkly draped. And then the blackness breaks open with blue eyes of this black Venus rising, helmeted in night, who, as she glides, grins brilliantly and drops swatches superb as molasses on her path. Who is that negress running on the beach, laughing excitedly with teeth as white as the white waves, kneeling, dazzled to the sands, clapping excitedly the black rooks rise, running delightedly in slapping rags, she sprinkles substance and the small life flies. She laughs aloud and bares her teeth again and cries, now that I am all black and running in my richness and knowing it a little, I have learnt it is quite wrong to be all white always. And knowing it a little, I shall take great care to keep a little black about me somewhere. A snotty nostril, a mourning nail will do. Mud is a good dress, but not the best. Ah, watch, she runs into the sea. She walks in streaky white on dazzling sands that stretch like the whole world's pursy mud, quite purged. The black rooks coo like doves. New suns beam from every droplet of the shattering waves, from every crystal of the shattered rock. Drenched in the mud, pure white, rejoiced. From this collision were new colors born, and in their slithering passage to the sea, the shrugged-up riches of deep darkness sang.